During this period, water consumption tripled. Increased food consumption is evident by the increase in crop yield. From 1800 to 1950, the crop yield increased by 50%. The steepest increase started in the 1930s. Fossil fuels made industrial fixation of nitrogen possible and facilitated production of artificial fertilizer. This improved food production and reduced the likelihood of famines. Fertilizer consumption in this period didn't reach levels high enough to affect the global nitrogen and phosphorus balance. Industrialization was made possible by the use of fossil fuels. During the 1850s, coal was the primary energy source. It enabled the Industrial Revolution, which was dominated by coal and steel. During the 1920s, oil consumption increased, but coal was still the dominant energy source. But fossil fuel-based manufacturing systems enabled the efficient production of consumer goods. As a result, energy consumption tripled from 1800 to 1950. In the early 20th century, fossil fuel consumption increased, and CO2 concentration in the atmosphere passed the upper limits of Holocene variability. No immediate impact occurred because of delays in the climate system. However, changes in the mean temperature were noticed. Climate changes seen at the end of the 18th century's Ice Age were due to natural causes, but the climate change we see today are caused by human impact.